Hello, I'm Suzanne Hammett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. Sponsorship seems to have become a permanent part of our consumer culture. You can't watch or attend a sporting event or NASCAR race without being exposed to some kind of sponsor. Whether it's logo and decals on a NASCAR vehicle, or big banners in the background at a tournament or a game, businesses are effectively using these events to gain exposure for themselves. On a smaller scale, local communities and organizations depend on sponsorship to make ends meet. Trade shows, exhibitions, hockey teams, or even families climbing Mount Everest, they all rely on some form of sponsorship to help meet the costs involved with their activities. In most cases, the dollar amounts for sponsoring events of this sort are modest, ranging from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars. So what has this got to do with networking? Well, being a sponsor has the potential to give you huge exposure if done well. And sponsoring an event for someone helps build relationships because you're helping that person meet a goal. The key is to choose carefully when you're thinking about sponsoring an event. Is it a good investment of your time and money? Ask yourself these questions before deciding. What kind of people are going to be at the event? Are they your target market? What kind of exposure do I get for my investment? Can I get this kind of exposure without investment? Do I get direct access to the audience? Does it make sense for me to be there? Which business or networking goal does it help me complete? Are other sponsors my competitors? How does this enhance my credibility with the person I'm helping? And lastly, why wouldn't I do it? Now imagine one day being in charge of organizing a big event. Out of the blue, someone approaches you to offer a substantial sponsorship because she heard through the grapevine that your event needed money. How would you feel about that person? You can create that same feeling toward yourself in someone else by offering that exact gift. Aside from the potential tax benefit and PR exposure for your company, this act of generosity definitely comes back to you in time. But for now, it simply nurtures a relationship by helping someone or some organization meet their goals. Thanks for listening, and to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective, H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hammett, bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.